Kids, I'm going to start.
I'm going to go ahead and get that number stuck out on the way. All right, go ahead. If you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and give you a countdown. You sure you're good?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We count you down in 5, 4, 3. Two, one.
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Tonight, I want to cover the topic of how World War II Hollywood propaganda was used to deceive Americans to become voluntary income tax slaves. My name is Payman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly Freedom Hour program, teaching you about the law and your rights and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Tonight, however, rather than coming law, I'm going to cover the propaganda aspect of how the income tax slavery system got foisted on the American people. And make no mistake about it, it is a slavery system because it's slaves throughout human history. A big portion of what they made, the serfs, like the people that worked on the land in Europe in the early 1100s, 1400s, they paid a portion of what they did in farming to the lord, to the king, and they get to keep the rest. Today, we have the same system. And it's been misapplied to the American people. I've covered that before in a different Freedom Hours or Freedom Law School, but tonight I'm going to cover the political propaganda angle, how they deceive the American people in the continental United States to voluntarily want to file and pay a tax that did not apply to Americans, applied only to those in D.C. and Washington, D.C. related activities. So let's go. I'm going to go to my screen and show you how this all was done. So I'm going to go right now, folks. I'm going to show you on my screen in just a second, okay? This probably, if you want to see this stuff, you can do that on your own. You can get this so you can see right here. I got it on my screen. This is Walt Disney on the front lines, they call it. The Warriors movies, short cartoons of Walt Disney Studios. That's where I got this from. Of course, this material now is over 70 years old. There is no more copyright on them by Disney by law. And as you can see inside of that album, this is a more about the authenticity of all this. Gives you more about how this talks about. It reveals the incredible range of films the studio tackled during the course of the war, okay? And it tells you that Walt used the Seven Dwarfs to help sell the war bonds and Donald Duck to inspire Americans to pay their taxes on time. Okay, so you see, folks, they admit to this stuff. Let's go to the movies now. The first one I'm going to show you, folks, you'll see on the screen. This is called The New Spirit, Walt Disney on the Front Lines video collection. So this was called New Spirit. Okay. Now we put this video, by the way, without no commentary on Freedom Law School's YouTube channel. Okay. And I'm going to play it and I'm going to pause and give commentary for you guys about this thing. And I want you to pay attention in the beginning to the music and the words, the suggestive words. They're patriotic, freedom. They use the words your freedom, your war, your. They try and make it everything there, your taxes. Okay, that's so important that you pay to Uncle Sam. Let's go and start now.
There's the Yankee Doodle spirit in the heart of everyone. It's the Yankee Doodle spirit now that's shouldering a gun for freedom and liberty. Your freedom, your liberty.
knows the words your freedom, your liberty, right? Taxes affect your liberty. You've been enslaved to pay a portion of what you worked hard earned with deception, legal deception, now with psychological deception.
This is our fighting song. Are right and we will fight and never will we cease until we win our victory and everlasting peace. So light up that new Yankee Doodle spirit.
The promise, everlasting peace. You see that? You pay for war taxes for everlasting peace. That's the promise they give you to make you feel good about paying. Right?
Forever let it shine. And show the world that this Yankee Doodle spirit is ours. It's yours. It's ours.
The spirit is yours and ours. The way they sing, folks, they get your heart. They get your passion. That's how deception works. They use your passions against you.
Yes, there is a new spirit in America.
That's right.
The spirit of a free people, united again in a common cause to stamp tyranny from the earth.
That's right.
Our very shores have been attacked.
That was right.
Your whole country is mobilizing for total war. Your country needs you. Are you a patriotic American?
Yes, sir.
Eager to do your part?
Yes, sir.
Then there's something important you can do.
I'll do it.
You won't get a medal for doing it.
Oh, that's all right.
It may mean a sacrifice on your part.
I'll do it anyway.
But it will be a vital help to your country in this hour of need. Shall I tell you what it is?
Yes. What is it? Tell me.
Shall I?
Tell me what it is.
Your income tax.
Income tax?
Yes, your income tax.
Income tax.
It may not seem important to you, but it is important.
What?
Yes, and it's your privilege. Not just your duty, but your privilege.
How do you like that? They're saying that you paying a part of money, okay, is your privilege. Not just your duty, your privilege, right? Because back then they had to deceive the American people into paying this tax, because why would anybody want to be poor?
To help your government by paying your tax and paying it promptly.
What's the big hurry?
What's the big hurry? Your country is at war. Your country needs taxes for guns. Taxes for ships. Taxes for democracy. Taxes to beat the Axis.
Now, how about that? While they're doing this, they have lies and, you know, more lies in there. Taxes for democracy. Right? You'll hear that again. America's not a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. 51% will rule to murder the 49%, because that's what the majority says. America's not a democracy, folks. We are a constitutional republic where the government has limited powers that we, the people, granted to them. We're not a democracy. Way back in 1942, when this was put out, they were deceiving people already about all this.
That's the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, how about your income tax?
I'm going to get my hand. Okay, let's go.
Why, you don't need all that stuff.
For what?
No. You made less than $3,000 last year?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you can use the new simplified form. It's streamlined. It's simple. All you need is a tax blank, your pen.
Right here.
Some ink?
Yes.
Folks, I want to bring your attention to what you're going to see right now on the screen. The income tax form they used was an actual 1941 U.S. income tax return. And now I'm going to show you on top of the screen. It shows on top of it, optional. Okay, here we go. See that? It says optional United States individual income tax return. Interesting, huh? Okay, let's continue.
Sir.
And a blotter.
Take a big drink, son. We got work to do.
First, your name, address, and occupation.
Occupation? Actor.
Actor? Next, list your dependents. Now, what was your income? Don't guess. It will save a lot of trouble if you get it right.
The total income is exactly $2,501.
All right. Subtract your credit for dependents.
That comes to $1,701.
I'm sorry.
Now, you're single with dependents.
Yes, sir.
Then just look in column B.
Okay.
And you'll find it all worked out for you.
1,700.
Now, watch this, folks. Take a look at this. This is $1,700 net income. The man made $2,500. Now, $2,500 back then was roughly, by the way, is about 50 times worth what today's money is. He made about $2,500 in that example. So times 50, that's about $125,000 in today's money. Probably a little bit more. Maybe $140,000, $150,000, okay? Because with inflation, that's caused by the privately owned banking system and the Federal Reserve banking system, where the banks get to make money out of thin air by creating money out of thin air, lending it out, and charging interest on that from the government, from the people, from the corporations that suck our wealth out of the American people, okay? So the value of the money is not what it used to be. So this is the average American they're portraying. That if you make less than $3,000, you don't make that much. You can use this form instead, the optional form, for those who don't make that much. You make less than $3,000. It's not that much. It's like saying for those that make under $180,000 a year. You know, low income. You use a simplified form, right? So take a look how low the tax is on that $1,700, okay? A 1% of $1,700 is what? 10% is $170 of tax. Is that how much the tax was back then? Or is it 1% of $1,700? Because after getting for three dependents, single man with three children, right? His tax on $1,700, how much would it be? 10% would be $170. 1% would be $17. What is the tax? You'll be surprised. Take a look.
$10.
Wow. How you like that, folks? The tax is $13. That's it. Less than 1% of someone making about $125,000 to $150,000 a year income, okay, would be income tax. So it's like you're making about $125,000 a year, pay $1,250 per year, about $100 a month. No big deal. That was easy to sell to American people. Over the years, of course, with inflation, the tax brackets went up. Now the average American slave works as a single man with three people, making $150,000 a year. How much do they pay in income tax? He pays probably all, with the add of Social Security, Medicare, regular income tax, depending on what state also he's in. He pays anywhere from probably $25,000 to $40,000 in income taxes. A lot more.
Would you sign here, please?
Now, if you really want to help, mail it in early. Be one of the first. Just address it to your local collector of internal revenue.
Okay, so long.
And drop it in the nearest mail. Hey, wait. Well, this isn't necessary, but it shows the new spirit. The sooner you get your taxes in, the sooner they'll get to work. For it's your taxes, my taxes, our taxes that run the factories. American factories, working day and night.
factories making guns, machine guns, anti-tank guns, long-range guns, 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 all kinds of guns. To blast the aggressors from the seas. Texas, for American factories, working full blast, making planes. Bombers, dive bombers, flying tortoises, interceptors, stalk the birds of prey that fly by night. Taxes to bury the Axis. Taxes. Taxes for ships, battle cruisers, destroyers, all kinds of battle wagons. Taxes to keep them rolling. Taxes to keep them coming. Taxes to beat to earth the evil destroyer of freedom and peace. This is our fight. The fight for freedom. Freedom of speech. Of worship. Freedom from want and fear. Taxes will keep democracy on the march.
Okay, folks. So that was the first one that they did. Okay. This was in 1943. And then what happened? Is they did another one the following year called The Spirit of 43. Okay. Now, the second one was a supporting of the same one, the first one, but use a different tactic to get you. You know, the tactic this one will use, hey, you know, you're going to waste your money anyhow. You should save your money, but you're not going to save it. Just save it by giving it to the government to beat the bad guys, the Axis. Okay, so because otherwise you just waste your money anyhow. You waste your money because that's what you would do unless you give it to the government. Apparently, American people were so rich back then that they, you know, could have all this money to waste that they should give the government instead. So let's go take a look at this one called The Spirit of 43, which came out in 1943. Yeah, these were shown, by the way, folks. These were all shown in the theaters. Yes, these were shown in the theaters, folks, back then. One thing you should know, there was no television. Let me remind you, folks, in the early 40s, no television. The only way to see movies of any kind was in theaters. And people went to theaters because that's the only way they could get some entertainment besides live theater. So with color coming into cartoons and movies in the late 30s, so this color cartoons were quite an attraction. A lot of people went to theaters to watch this stuff. There was no YouTube, no internet, remember those days, right? Here we go.
Payday. Yes, payday. Millions of dollars pouring into the hands.
You got that? Payday and dollars are being blown away. You got the message of that? That subliminal messages they give. You throw out, you'll see subliminal messages in these cartoons.
lives of the American worker. Now in the mind of the average worker live two separate personalities. One, the thrifty.
Wait a bit, laddie. You're going to save a bit of that, aren't you?
Oftentimes, idle money burns a hole in your pocket, which brings out the other personality, the spendthrift.
Hi, big shot. Come on with me. I'll show you how to spend your dough.
A boy, a boy, a boy!
Look at that screen, folks. Okay, I'm going to show you. Look at what it says. Blow your dough. Relax. Spend and be merry. Welcome, sucker. You can take it with you. The idle club, right? That's what they're saying. That if you have money left for you to save for your family, for your future, no, you won't save it. You're going to spend the money anyhow. You're just too stupid. You're going to spend it anyhow. That's how they regard it, the mentality of the average American.
I got a couple of good dates.
But, laddie, I've got some better dates.
Important ones, too. When every American should pay his or her income tax.
Also, you notice back then, income taxes were paid quarterly, okay? Not yearly that we have like today with withholding quarterly. Yeah, you know, you pay it quarterly. That was the start of this withholding. They started doing at that time. It was still new at that time.
Gladly and proudly. This year, thanks to Hitler and Hirohito, taxes are higher than ever before.
Ah, blame the foreigners. Hitler of Germany and Hirohito of Japan is their fault. Why are we raising your taxes? Why are we imposing a fraudulent income tax that you are not legally required to pay? You know, they blame everybody else, of course, not the treacherous criminal Roosevelt. The President Roosevelt, one of the most treasonous presidents we've ever had, who put this on us. No, he's not at fault, right? You are bearing your money, and the Germans and Japanese, everybody else is in fault. That's what they try to portray.
Will you have enough money on hand to meet your payments when they fall due?
We'll take care of that later. Forget it.
But you don't want to forget our fighting men, do you?
Yes, sir.
Then you'll have to start saving right away to meet your tax payments.
Listen, chum. Spend it. It's your dough.
See, you have to save for your taxes. See, they were just starting a whole withholding thing, income tax. It had not gotten hold at that time. So in people to pay income tax, they have to save it up to pay it. Today, though, they're deceived and forced employers to not hire you unless you fill out a W-4 form at your job, which permits the employer to steal or withhold out of your paycheck, give it to the IRS, and then by next year, April 15th, you are forced to file a 1040 income tax confession form to get a portion of the money that was stolen out of your paycheck back. That's why vast majority of people file income tax returns. It's because they're forced to try to get a little bit of that stolen money back. Back then, that was not the system. What the goal was to encourage people to save money to pay those taxes they paid quarterly in March, in June, in September. Quarterly, they paid those taxes. That's what this movie is trying to get people to do.
It's my dough.
Aye, laddie. It's your dough. But it's your war, too. You must save for victory.
What's money for? Spend it. Shoot the works.
Nay, you must...
Again, have a false choice. Either spend it or save it for war. It's your war. They always give this false choice as a deception to you.
Save it. Spend. Save.
Spend, save, spend, save, spend, save, spend, save, spend, save, spend, save, spend, spend,
spend, spend, spend, spend, spend, spend. Notice this The door of the club is like that of the German swastika. Go there, it's the same as helping the Germans.
Well, now what are you going to do? Spend for the Axis? Or save for taxes? Just remember, every dollar you spend for something you don't need is a dollar spent to help the Axis.
No, it's that V for victory. By not wasting money, they try to say, and the mustache the guy had, you're saving for victory. That's a subliminal message they're giving.
That's right. And every dollar you stock away for taxes is another dollar to sock the Axis. For it is your taxes, my taxes, our taxes that run the factories. American factories working day.
Now this part of the video is the same as the movie short is the same as the other one, the New Spirit of 42 that they did. So I'm going to comment here on this one, sum this up. You notice here as we go on here.
Factories making guns, machine guns, anti-tank guns, long-range guns, guns, all kinds of guns. To blast the aggressors from the seas. Axes for American factories, working full blast, making planes. Bombers, dive bombers, flying fortresses, interceptors, stalk the birds of prey that fly by night.
Now here's the fast post. Germans never had any plans or capability of flying airplanes to attack America. It was just way too long to go from Europe to over Atlantic Ocean to attack America. Germans were incapable of doing so physically. So all these lies about Germans trying to come attack us in America was a bunch of deception and lies.
Taxes to bury the Axis.
Of course, the word matched. Taxes to bear the Axis. Taxes to sink the Axis. You know, they use rhyme very nicely, effectively, don't they?
Taxes. Taxes for ships, battle cruisers, destroyers, all kinds of battle wagons.
Now, you'll notice the American ships look beautiful like ships, but you'll notice the enemy planes and ships have these ugly teeth and ugly faces and ugly characteristics, right? Folks, humans are humans everywhere. There are good and bad people everywhere. But it's characterization of those other guys, the bad guys, and our guys, Roosevelt as a good guy, that's the propaganda that's been used by your money to deceive and enslave you. That's how evil the U.S. government was way back then. And they haven't stopped that, folks, have they?
Taxes to keep them rolling. Taxes to keep them coming. Taxes to beat to earth the evil destroyer of freedom and peace.
You notice how they make the other guys look, such as ugly teeth and horns, all the stuff they do. You know, come on, humans are human everywhere. Why go kill? Why go murder? Right? Why support this stuff? With your taxes, you should do what they say.
This is our fight. The fight for freedom.
Ah, our fight. The fight for freedom. Our fight for freedom. What else?
Freedom of speech.
Oh, freedom of speech. How is your freedom of speech affected by paying taxes and the war? Germans were not going to come try to take your freedom of speech away. They couldn't even think about doing that. Right?
Of worship. Freedom.
Freedom to worship. Again. How is this war going to affect your freedom to worship at all anyway?
Freedom from want. And
did you hear that? You can want to rewind this video if you want. Freedom from want. Whoa. There's no such thing as the freedom from want. Total, absolute communism, socialism, where society and community through governments take control of everything and they decide who gets what because they want to make sure all your wants are taken care of. Way back then, they're still on this socialist propaganda down American people's brains with brainwashing.
Fear. Taxes will keep democracy on the march.
There you go again. The lie about democracy on the march, even though America is not a democracy, of course. America is this blue sky with a red flag, freedom, peace, gentleness, beautiful voices singing. Oh, man. Does that make you feel wonderful? Let the freedom ring. I see. That's what they try to say. You're paying taxes to let freedom ring. Bunch of lies. Now, I'm going to show you next a couple of conversation, brief excerpts from the couple of people who were in at the time alive and were on the involved very closely with the production of these raw propaganda cartoons with Disney. Where they met with Walt Disney, Secretary of Treasury Morgenthau, and things like that. Those interviews were done in the early 2000 years after the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington, D.C., which was an inside-outside job by U.S. and Israel. So keep that in mind, the time frame of the interviews was done at that time. So here we go. Let's go back to get that stuff. Now let's read the conversation with John Hench, okay? And John Hench is with Walt Disney at the time. Limna, I'm going to take this forward to the relevant part of the interview. Here we go.
John Hench, thank you for giving us this time today, John.
Well, you're welcome.
We want to talk about the Walt Disney Studio and its work during World War II. And I've read that literally the day after the Pearl Harbor attack, which would have been a Monday, December 8th, 1941, things began to change. The military arrived at Burbank at the Disney studio, and they never left for the duration.
In Hollywood, Walt Disney has turned over almost the entire facilities of his studio for the production of Army and Navy instructional films, some of them involving closely guarded military inventions and techniques.
Let's go with Navy Project 648, Sequence 1. Let it roll.
Well, it was certainly novel to come to work in the morning and have to pass an armed guard with bayonets drawn. And they kept up a strict military procedure. They changed the guard regularly.
Wow.
And they were quartered there. They spent the night in one of our old buildings, which turned into a kind of a
kind of a barracks.
It did make a very curious kind of atmosphere. But then, of course, the whole world had changed for us. There was P-38s flying all over the place.
Okay, folks, now I'm going to forward this thing to a little bit later part of this interview. So you heard that they had, military was there in Disney Studios, like practically a barrack. They took over. And you saw the video, the military guy was involved with the artists on the sketches on the wall, what to say, what not to say, to brainwash the American people. Is this a government that works for us, or we work for them? Right? Okay, we're going to go now to the next one at a little bit to go to the next part.
All then.
Well, sometimes with that, one of the work too. So we laid out the camera instructions as well.
So when a film was being planned, the first stage of planning a film would I imagine be with the story department. At what point would you become involved then?
Well, sometimes with that, after a meeting and getting the idea, we would make a rough story layout on a storyboard, and then have the military people come in and make suggestions and correct it or approve it.
Was there an attempt, even in a straight instructional film, to try to give some entertainment value to it or not?
Well, we tried, first of all, to satisfy their needs in the way of information. We did try to add a little realism in it and so that things didn't work like a strictly rigorous pattern.
What's the most unusual or arcane subject you ever had to work on during that period? Do you remember any really odd topics?
Well, they were all kind of odd. We worked on a large bomber that was being produced locally here in Los Angeles.
Okay, now I'm going to take you folks to another interview with another person about this, with Joel Grant, who was also involved with this effort, okay, with this whole propaganda in American people. There we go.
Of introducing you to one of the authentic Disney legends, a man who started here in the early 1930s and is still contributing to animation today, Mr. Joe Grant. You started off as an artist, thinking visually, and then you came to the studio and you eventually became involved in story.
Right.
Did you ever foresee that you would be using those tools to educate people or to propagandize? It turned out to be a fantastically effective way to get to people.
Most of my time during the war was hiding behind a drawing board and shooting from there. It was not planned on, but I mean, it all came and dropped on us, and it changed the whole spirit of the country. I mean, people seem to forget what that really meant. I think this terror situation is akin to it in a way. But there it was mandatory that everybody play a role, and they didn't.
Tell us a little about Dick Humor. You had a long part.
Okay, now I'm going to go forward a little bit more to a later part of this video's this interview. Hold on, folks. I'm going to put it up for you guys.
Actually commissioned by the Secretary of the Treasury, was it not, Mr. Morgenthau?
That's true, but he didn't.
Secretary of Treasury Morgenthau, okay? He is above the IRS. He's the one that asked Disney to put this together. So the whole U.S. government is in on it. The military, the Secretary of Treasury, to deceive the American people. These people should know the income tax is now legally bound and applicable to the average American in the continental United States. But they don't care about law. They don't care about American people. They care about money and power. Money, more money means more power. That's all they're interested in, folks.
See, the material we had on it, mm-hmm. He knew about it. But when we did go back there, of course, Henry Morgenthau was an awesome figure. who had a Great Dane at the side of his desk. And if you looked under it, you saw him wearing carpet slippers. As we arrived, it was Walt and Dick Humor and myself. And we were all going to walk in. And he said, no, I just want Walt. So he closed the door. We heard Walt in there. Walt had not been aware of the story to speak of. And he had to ad-lib the whole thing, which, of course, he did a great job. And when he came out, why, even the Great Dane was laughing. So,
but the new spirit was designed to get Americans to pay their taxes and understand why it was important to pay them.
Things moving, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was semi-humorous. I mean.
Folks, here you got confirmation. The new spirit was to get Americans to pay their taxes. Yes, it was. There it is. Admission from the man who was there in Walt Studios right next to Walt Disney himself. That this is all propaganda, folks. The government that works for we the people, they have no right, no authority to use the money that we pay them to try to make up our minds for us. Think about that. To make up our minds for us. No, no, no. They should stay out of there and let us freely make up our minds, and we freely decide what's best for them, our public servants, to do. That's how America was founded by Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Patrick Henry, and all the founding fathers, and the people of that generation who gave their lives up to secure freedom for we, the American people, and our children and our grandchildren. But way back then, it was stolen from us. And now they're using our money against us more and more every day. And you see in this cartoon that angle of trying to get you to pay taxes exemplified one more time.
Then there's something important you can do.
I'll do it.
You won't get a medal for doing it.
Oh, that's all right.
It may mean a sacrifice on your part.
I'll do it anyway.
But it will be a vital help to your country in this hour of need. Shall I tell you what it is?
Yes. What is it? Tell me.
Shall I?
Tell me what it is.
Your income tax.
Income tax?
When you made a film like Education for Death, what did you hope to?
Okay, folks. Now, there's a lot more about these things that you can see. Again, the Walt Disney album is a very interesting album. In fact, there's a lot more of this World War II propaganda stuff in there. But these two were specifically designed to get people, the American people, in the continental United States. There was only 48 states at that time. Not Hawaii, not Alaska, to pay income taxes that was legally applicable to Washington, D.C. Now, some of you are new to this, you want to pay money. What are you talking about? What are you talking about that income tax only applies to Washington, D.C.? That's a very good question that you're asking. So let me give you a quick guidance, my friends, on this issue so you can check it out for yourself. Do not believe anything I say. Freedom Law School was founded in 1996 by me to educate and empower you to read and understand the law and protect your rights and your money and your freedom by following the law as it is written. Not the way the corrupt people in government interpret and change the law and the Constitution to fit their corrupt communist socialistic plan that the people in government think they know better than us. So I'm going to give you some sources, folks, what you can do to get this information educated and verified for yourself. So what you want to do, folks, is go to your, first of all, don't use Google. That's an enemy. Use DuckDuckGo.com, a private search engine that doesn't spy on you like Google does. So avoid Google as much as you can. Then you go there to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. And why did I live livefreenow.org? because Freedom Moss Club was founded for those of you who want to live free, not next year, not 10 years from now, but live free now. That's why our website is livefreenow.org. So go there if that's what you want. Okay, when you go there, go on the Freedom Hour, click on the Freedom Hour on the top, open that link in a new tab, then you're going to get to the Freedom Hour where we have this Freedom Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. We have this live presentation. You can click on a YouTube link right there you see there and open that link in a new tab. That gives you Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, okay? Let me make that bigger. Here we go. Here you see all the videos sort of by newest to the oldest. Now, if you go down, the 2020 videos that I've done are some of the best updated videos. In fact, I don't know when you watch this, but the newest videos will always be the best ones because I keep improving and updating things. So the newest videos generally are the best ones, but I'm going to give you a couple of the most important ones that you should know about, okay? So as you go down, first you want to about this issue, who is required to file income tax. What the ones I want you to look at is here. I'm going to open this one up for you. Are you a United States citizen who is required to file and pay income tax? Okay. That's the title of this presentation. And this was streamed live. And that's how you can identify it by date, March 12, 2020. Okay. So that is one that you want to watch. That will explain to you a lot about who is required to file income tax, who's not, because about 99% of you have nothing to do with Washington, D.C. at all and not required to file income tax. Okay? Now let's go on a little further. The other one that you want to watch is this other one, who is required to file and pay income tax? It's a question that's answered. Okay? And this presentation on who is required to file the income tax question, okay, was streamed live on April 9, 2020. So do watch these two presentations, okay? There's more. I'm going to give you a couple more videos I think are critical for you to understand. The next one I'm going to give you is about people think that if I don't file and pay income tax, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to go to prison. Well, that's not a fact. That's a belief system. The facts are right here. Okay. I'm going to show you too. If you go to our website, Freedom Law School website, okay, you go under education materials to eye-opening education. Click on eye-opening education. Okay. On this page, you will see the facts are, I will show you that you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning, twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 income tax confession forms. Folks, odds are right there in front of you, and all at the very bottom of this page is all the fancy number crunching at the bottom of this page that you want to read and study for yourself. That when you assign these 1040 forms, you are signing them under penalties of perjury, under oath. You're swearing everything is true, correct, and complete. You're saying, throw me in prison if everything on this page form is not true, correct, and complete. And even a chief judge of tax court, Lady Judge Krupa, she could not defend her 1040 income tax confession form, and she pled guilty without a fight and got 34 months in prison because, folks, you cannot defend your 1040 income tax confession form. It's a confession form, folks. It's not a return. What did you take from the government that you are returning to the government? Nothing. You never took anything to return to the U.S. government. It's not a return. It's a confession form. And you cannot defend a confession form because you speak out and then use everything on that 1040 form against you. One of my students, a former gun carrying IRS special agent, gun carrying criminal investigator named Joseph Bannister, told me he quit the IRS, by the way, defected to our side back in 1999. He said, Paymon, one of the first things I always did as the IRS criminal investigator was standard procedure is to get the previous 1040 income tax confession forms a person filed, look it carefully, and see what you can find to use against that person. That's you. That's why most Americans that go to jail for taxes are filers. That's why over 90% of Americans that go to for prison are filers. Don't believe me. On this page is the proof. Okay, so you go down, look at this, what I write here, look at the links here, okay? Look at this video I talk, why did Wesley Snipes and Urban Ship go to jail, and why it can be free, how you stay out of jail by following the law as written. Got that? Freedom laws don't want you to follow the law as it is written, okay? And impose it on the government to do the same, okay? So in this video, I explain that to you. Okay, how to be safe. And these hyperlinks here, you see these pages, there's more. I explain to you in this next video how IRS is collapsing from inside because a huge, wasteful, incompetent bureaucracy. There's two different videos on this topic. And then at the bottom, you see these two videos I covered earlier with you. Are you a United States citizen who is required to file and pay a federal income tax? That's the first one. And the second one, who is required to file and pay federal income tax. Watch these videos, folks, okay? And then last but not least, American Freedom and Fascism was a documentary made by my friend, late Aaron Russo. Folks, Aaron Russo was a man who was a Hollywood producer. He produced the movie Rose by Bette Midler and Trading Places with Eddie Murphy. So he was living in Beverly Hills. I was in his house. Back in 1993, we knew each other. In 2006, he did this classic documentary. Explain how the Federal Reserve, the big banks, the income tax fraud, attack on your rights, on your privacy, all are designed to enslave you. You know, one world government that you are simply a slave. That's eye opener. I'm warning you. Okay, watch this video and you're going to be very glad you did. Okay, all right. So with that, folks, now I'm going to go to your questions about the topic. The call number to get your questions asked is 657-383-1755. If you have a question, call in 657-383-1755. Then push 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll take up your question. I'll take it up one at a time. Now let's go to the comments online on YouTube and Facebook and Periscope and respond to your comments there. Okay. Now, Atlas Power sends me his love. Atlas Power, I love you, my friend. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Now, your job, my friends, Atlas, is to share this video with other people. Share it with your friends, coworkers, family members. Have them watch it with you after dinner. Hey, I got something interesting, different. Something different for you to see, right? Thank you, my friend. Okay. let's see. All right. Let's go to questions which are on point, my friends. Okay. Atlas says the Social Security Act was never enacted into positive law. Atlas, don't worry about that issue. That's not really relevant. I covered the Social Security tax issue in this presentation. I will show you on our screen, okay? You want to know about the Social Security tax issue? I covered that earlier this year. It's a very complex, one most complex reading of the law that I had to do. And let me see, which one was that? Here we go. Are you supposed to pay or collect Social Security tax. This presentation on this topic was done live, stream live, on February 27, 2020. So Atlas, watch this. Are you supposed to pay or collect Social Security tax or not? And get the clear understanding you want on the topic of Social Security tax. Thank you for your comments. Okay. All right. And now Becky Young says regular taxes was never ratified either, I don't think. Well, what she means is the 16th Amendment of the Constitution was not ratified. But that's irrelevant. Thank goodness we now know, because we go around all the restrictions in the U.S. Constitution on taxing powers of the federal government by making the tax applicable only to Washington, D.C. citizens, residents, territories, and related activities. That's it. Okay? Let's see. Let's see now. Atlas says it's disturbing how they pushed this on the minds of Americans back then. Yep. What's more disturbing is that they bought it hook, line, and sinker. Yep. And remember, the tax rate for someone making about $125,000 to $150,000 today's money was less than 1%. How much do you pay in income tax? Social Security income tax, right? Medicare income tax, regular income tax. Most of you pay also state income tax, but don't worry about that. Just those. The average person I talk about pays anything from 20 to 35%. That's average. About a third of what you make, one fourth to one third of what you make in income taxes. That's worse than the serfs of the land paid in early Europe off the land that they worked on. Okay. Okay, I guess you have no more questions on here. Okay, folks. All right, no more questions left that we have here. A lot of good commentary. I'm glad you guys are engaging with each other, talking to each other about this. Okay. So, folks, Freedom Law School is one source. But you know what? Freedom Law School is the most successful source in the history of the American tax honesty movement going back to World War II. There was a lady named called Vivian Kellum, who was a great-grandmother of this movement. And she objected in Los Angeles, where she worked, to withhold from the pay of her people as an unpaid withholding agent, Vivian Kellum. And then a contractor named Arthur Porth in the late 40s and early 50s picked up where Vivian Kellum went. Unfortunately, Arthur Porth went to jail. Many other patriotic leaders went to jail over the decades because they did not know how crooked the government and the court system is. But guess what? By the time I came around as a young man, age 29, I'm 57 now, I learned from the mistakes of those guys that came before me. And I identified the very best people in the movement that existed at those times. And what I started doing, folks, in 1999, I had annual private freedom leadership conferences. I did that for about a dozen years. All the top minds of the freedom movement gathered at one location over the weekend to exchange knowledge, wisdom, strategy, okay, and experience and law for freedom. And that conferences are gone, but all that knowledge remains here through Freedom Law School for you, which I'm presenting to you in these presentations, folks. You can plug in and you can win. The bottom line is, folks, is this. These people are doing evil. They're using fear to get your money, to get more money, which gives them more power. Deception. Fear and deception. Folks, we are good. We are the lovers of truth and love and goodness. We love the truth and we seek knowledge for the truth. And the fact is, real power is in our hands. Our hands. And it's your money. Your money. You have no constitutional, legal, conscientious, ethical, or moral duty whatsoever to pay for your own destruction. What's going on is IRS management, you're in front of injustice managers, and a bunch of corrupt judges, none of them who are elected by you, the American people. None of them represent you. None of them could be fired by you, removed from office. They have a dictatorship. They've imposed income tax on the American people to benefit the politicians, the big banks, and corporations. Why pay for your destruction? Don't do that. Watch the presentation I showed you, and our Freedom Law School will work with you to keep your money in your pocket and you guys use that money to benefit your family, save for your future, and work with Freedom Law School and other good freedom organizations out there to restore freedom. We should get statesmen in office that are as honest as former Congressman Ron Paul, who ran for president and almost made it in 2012. Right now in Congress, the most honest congressman I know is Thomas Massie of Kentucky. I plan to support him and hopefully he'll run in 2024. But let's do your part right now. Educate yourself to freedom and unite. Unite with like-minded people through Freedom Law School. Become one of our students. We have many courses and packages available, folks. Let me show you real quickly. Okay. If you go to our website, folks, at livefreedom.org, we got these courses and course packages. All the education materials go there first, right? You want to see our victories? Go see how we beat the IRS. Freedom Law School and our students have beaten the IRS. Click on the links. They're there. You want to see what's more available? The course and course packages? Folks, they're all affordable, very affordable. Money's not an issue. We'll let you make payment plan and all these things. And the money back guarantee is the essence of the level one starting point with everybody. By the way, what you want to do, folks, is get the level one course. If you're nothing else, get that course before it goes up. Okay, from 320 to 420 with shipping August 1st. Okay, this course comes with a money back guarantee, 90 day. Okay. Or longer, I was staying extended because I want you to have all this information that you need to know, got to know. You should have been taught this in high school, but we're not taught in high school. So get this material, folks, more. It's there before the price increase. I just want to be, nobody tell me, if you don't tell me about the price increase, I'm telling you in advance it's coming up. So take advantage of the old prices while you can. So with that, folks, I love you. Thank you so much for taking your precious time and listening to Freedom Law School. Pay Mama Tayade. Share this important information with you to share with other Americans. And let's work together to free you and have America be free once again.